Hey, y'all, it's Dana, and thank you for checking out the Southern Country Kitchen podcast. What we're going to do every week is with the recipe of the week that I give you at WZZK.com, I'm just going to give you a little audio version of it, so I want you to feel comfortable, especially if you're new to cooking, and you're just like this, like me, when I started about a year and a half, 2 years ago, I really just wanted to get into cooking, roll up my sleeves, and do it all. So I'm going to share with you this recipe. This is Southern Shrimp and Grits, and I want to thank Mandy, who lives in South Carolina, because I got this from Taste of Home, and it is a 5-star reviewed recipe, which is why I wanted to try it out. Okay, so what the ingredients you're going to need some reduced sodium chicken broth. You're going to need 2% milk. You're going to need sticks of butter because you're going to need a third cup of it cubed. So just go get yourself one of those boxes of four. You're going to need salt and pepper. You're going to need uncooked old-fashioned grits and a cup of shredded cheddar cheese. Now, for the shrimp, you're going to need 8 thick-sliced bacon strips chopped. You're going to need 1 pound of uncooked medium shrimp peeled and deveined. I always get it peeled and deveined because I do not like doing that for myself. It's just my thing. You're going to need some garlic, 3 cloves of garlic. You're going to need 4 green onions. You're going to chop those up. And then you're going to need a teaspoon of Cajun or blackened seasoning. By the way, this ain't low calorie. I'm just saying right now. The good things never are. Okay, so here we go. In a large saucepan, got to make sure you got a saucepan. You're going to bring the broth, milk, and the butter and the salt and pepper to a boil. Then you're going to slowly stir in the grits. Then you're going to reduce the heat and cover and cook for 12 to 14 minutes or until thickened, stirring occasionally. Yet that's one thing I have to tell you is when you're doing grits or you're doing like a risotto or some kind of a sauce that you're going to do for your meat product, whatever it happens to be, stirring occasionally or even more than that is going to make it so good. Then you're going to stir in the cheese until it's melted, put it aside and keep it warm. Now in a large skillet, I want you to cook your bacon over medium heat until it's crisp. Got to be crisp. Then put it on a paper towel on a plate. Using a slotted spoon is always good because you can drain it. And then you need to hold on to 4 teaspoons of the drippings, okay? Because then you're going to saute the shrimp, the garlic, and the seasonings in the drippings until the shrimp turn pink. Then you're going to serve it with the grits and sprinkle with the green onions. This is only 4 servings, so if you got a bigger family, double it up. Or if you just like to have yummy leftovers. And it is yummy. This is why it got 5 stars. So if you ever need that recipe, you can find it on the Southern Country Kitchen page at WZZK.com. And I will talk to you next week with a brand new recipe. It's Dana, out.